One day, when I'd known you only a short time, he went on, Nobu brought you a gift of a comb and gave it to you in front of everyone at the party. I hadn't realized how much affection he felt for you until that very moment. I'm sure there were other signs before, but somehow I must have overlooked them. And when I realized how he felt, the way he looked at you that evening, well, I knew in a moment that I couldn't possibly take away from him the thing he so clearly wanted. It never diminished my concern for your welfare. In fact, as the years have gone by, it has become increasingly difficult for me to listen dispassionately while Nobu talks about you. Here the chairman paused and said, Sayuri, are you listening to me?
Yes, chairman, of course.
There's no reason you would know this, but I owe Nobu a great debt. It's true I'm the founder of the company and his boss, but when Iwamura Electric was still quite young, we had a terrible problem with cash flow and very nearly went out of business. I wasn't willing to give up control of the company, and I wouldn't listen to Nobu when he insisted on bringing in investors. He won in the end, even though it caused a rift between us for a time. He offered to resign, and I almost let him. But of course, he was completely right and I was wrong. I'd have lost the company without him. How do you repay a man for something like that? Do you know why I'm called chairman and not president? It's because I resigned the title so Nobu would take it, though he tried to refuse. This is why I made up my mind the moment I became aware of his affection for you, that I would keep my interest in you hidden so that Nobu could have you. Life has been cruel to him, Sayuri. He's had too little kindness. In all my years as a geisha, I'd never been able to convince myself, even for a moment, that the chairman felt any special regard for me. And now to know that he'd intended me for Nobu. I never meant to pay you so little attention, he went on. But surely you realize that if he'd ever picked up the slightest hint of my feelings, he would have given you up in an instant. Since my girlhood, I'd dreamed that one day the chairman would tell me he cared for me, and yet I'd never quite believed it would really happen. I certainly hadn't imagined he might tell me what I hoped to hear, and also that Nobu was my destiny. Perhaps the goal I'd sought in life would elude me, but at least during this one moment, it was within my power to sit in the room with the chairman and tell him how deeply I felt. Please forgive me for what I'm about to say, I finally managed to begin. I tried to continue, but somehow my throat made up its mind to swallow, though I can't think what I was swallowing, unless it was a little knot of emotion I pushed back down, because there was no room in my face for any more.